Listen up, hockey fans, you're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening, welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, the eve of the Stanley Cup playoffs, May 1st, episode 179. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. And, yeah, are you ready for some sleepless nights?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the best time of year. This is something I look forward to every year, playoffs. I mean, I think it's the best playoffs in all of sports. And 2 months of war starts tomorrow, so it should be fun.
You know, it was interesting how the playoffs shook down this year and the fact that, you know, the Eastern Conference has pretty much been decided since Christmas. And then you had the Western Conference, which I would say 75% of it had been decided. But on the last night, an interesting situation.
Nashville sure didn't do themselves any favors.
Well, that team's gonna have a tough go with injuries and stuff. But irregardless, like, I saw Dallas get the chance to score on an emergency goalie and win. And so it looks, you know, you're like, oh, that's cool.
Did Dallas have the emergency goalie?
The emergency goalie was somebody from.
Oh, sorry. He was on the docks.
Yeah. And so they score and they win. Not that it was his fault. I mean, it was not his fault. But anyways, it was still against an emergency goalie. So you're thinking, oh, geez. Okay, so Dallas punched their ticket to, you know, threw the cards in Nashville's hand. Nashville scores four of their first six shots, I believe. And they're up 4-0 with under, 5 minutes into the game. I watched a little bit of it into the second period, and I said to myself, I said, well, this is going to be Nashville in Calgary, and I'm going to go to bed now because there's going to be some long nights ahead.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning and I grab a hold of my phone and I see all these messages that I received saying that that the Calgary Flames are playing the Dallas Stars. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute here. Look at the scoreboard and 5-4.
Yeah. Which I guess. That's always tough. I mean, you would think Nashville might have had a chance, maybe not without Saros against Calgary. Now they have no chance against Colorado. That's tough.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
without Saros the whole series.
Pick your poison. I think you're in tough with either Calgary or Colorado, but you would be in tough against anybody going in without your starting goalie, which was really the key to that even got you into the position to make the playoffs. Cause, and we'll talk about it later in the show. We didn't even have Nashville making the playoffs in our preseason predictions. So they're a team that proved us wrong, but a lot of that had to go down to UC Saros and for him to go down in that Tuesday night game, which did you watch that Tuesday night game, the Calgary Nashville game?
No, I heard it was off the charts, so.
It was unreal. It was unreal. I mean, it had.
Lucic is causing ruckus again.
It was, you know, it was everything. And I mean, Duchesne, Spears, Tkachuk, Lucic runs over Duchesne, Gabranson fights. Lucic pulverizes their tough guy.
Boretzky.
Yeah, Boretzky. Yeah. The game had it all. It had good goals. Yeah. It had everything. And then Calgary scores with 0.01 seconds to tie it and then goes on to score.
Maybe big save Dave stuns the Avs. your guy.
I don't even know. I'm not trying to sound mean here because I like big save Dave. I think, honestly, my thoughts on him are that Mike Smith wrecked him. Mike Smith wrecked him. He listened to Mike Smith, got too emotional in the games, started trying to play the puck in crazy-ass situations.
Did you see Big Save Dave get stood up by the post?
Yeah, I thought that looked stupid as hell until I really realized that he was trying to catch the puck.
Yeah, but that's a tough look.
He's had a tough look since the Dallas series.
That's true.
He's really struggled since then. So they're screwed. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later on in the thing. Question for you. I'm not trying to sound a smart ass about this because I can answer it from last year, but Does it take a little of the luster off the playoffs when your team's not in it? Or are the matchups this year that intriguing that it's going to keep
going? Yeah, I think I honestly, looking at the bracket right now, I can't tell you a round that I'm not going to watch parts of.
I know.
Remember last year there was a couple, it's like, I don't know if I can get up for this. And
I can't remember which one it was last year, but there was a series. Oh, the Islanders opening series last year. I can't remember who it was against, but I'm almost positive it was the Islanders. I just remember me and you going, I don't even care. I'm not going to watch this series. I can't get up for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking right now.
I swear it was the Islanders.
Oh, it was Carolina-Nashville.
Oh, that's what it was. No, it can't be Carolina-Nashville.
Yeah, it was. Because remember they crossed over in the divisions last year.
Oh, the divisions were all messed up last year.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. That sucked. That was a bad series. I didn't even remember. I could even, obviously, yeah. Would Carolina win it? Carolina won it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Speaking of pay attention, we got a lot to pay attention to on the show today. We're going to start it off with Blake and I are going to go through our predictions, our regular season predictions, see how we did. I don't think it was as bad this year as a lot of other years, but yeah, we'll go through that. Eastern Conference, we're going to roll through the playoff matchups, give you a preview, give you our predictions on that, then we'll head on over to the Western Conference preview and give our predictions on that. We'll go around the league, talk a little bit about Zdeno Chara, Carey Price, and an NHL player pool. We're going to hit each one of those questions as the summer episodes go through. We'll start with question one of that. Discuss that a little bit. Should be a good show. Prediction shows are always our favorite. All right, Blake, predictions.
Yep.
We make our predictions every single year, and some years, you know, we've done pretty well, and then there's been a couple years where you had Edmonton winning the cup and the Devils making the playoffs, and I've had a few doozies too. Vegas. We've both had some doozies that we'll take years and years and years to live down. But let's start on over in the Eastern Conference. And, of course, like I always do every year, I've got our copy of our predictions. I put them on a spreadsheet. And we'll kind of roll through them, each division. And then we'll scrap the regular season once and for all and talk playoffs. Let's talk about the Atlantic. And in the Atlantic, we didn't do too bad on this. We had a little flip-floppage. But at least we nailed the top four.
Yeah.
Which really wasn't that hard.
No.
But me and you both had the same top four. We had Tampa, Florida, Toronto, and Boston. We went Florida, Toronto, Tampa, and Boston. So we weren't too far off there. A couple flip-flops, but...
Florida who?
What?
Well, like that's the... Oh, that's the order it finished.
Yeah, we predicted Tampa, Florida, Toronto, and Boston. Right. And it finished Florida, Toronto, Tampa, and Boston. So
right.
A little bit of change, but not much. We at least got the playoff teams right, and that's the win
right
itself. Teams outside, it finished up, which is a little surprising. We'd finished up Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa, and Montreal. And I had it the exact same opposite. Or no. We with one flip-flop in there. I had Montreal 5th, Ottawa 6th, Detroit 7th, Buffalo 8th, which they ended flip-flop of that. And you had Ottawa, Montreal, Detroit, Buffalo. Mm-hmm. All in all those four teams sucked. So I think we nailed it as good. We did the Atlantic about as good as you can possibly do.
Right.
In the Metro, this is where it gets a little shaky. Me and you were really close on our predictions. We had a couple flip-flops in the middle of the pack. I had the Islanders winning it, Carolina second, Philly third, Washington fourth, the Rangers fifth, Pittsburgh sixth, Columbus seventh, and New Jersey eighth. You had the Islanders winning it, Carolina second, New York Rangers third, Philly fourth, Washington fifth, Pittsburgh sixth, New Jersey seventh, and Columbus eighth.
Yeah, that's a tough one for us.
We did not do so hot in this one. Now,
I got the Rangers in there, though.
So I didn't. I had them out. I had them one more year away.
We both had Pittsburgh out. We should have known. This is their last dance. We should have known.
We thought last year was their last dance, Blake.
This year, legit might be. Malkin's a free agent. Rust is a free agent. Letang's a free agent. Like,
they are going to have a tough go next year.
I don't know.
What do you think's going to happen with the Islanders next year?
I mean, it could be just a what do you call it? Just
an once-off, like a one-off?
Like a one-off. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I mean, it's always tough when you start. What do they start? 3-11, and they had their first 14 on the road. I mean,
that's killer.
A tough hole to climb out of. Look at Vancouver. They've started 8-17, and they finished the year with 40 plus wins, but just shows like the NHL is too good of a league to get in a hole that big and climb out of. Like it's tough to gain ground when you're chasing all year long.
Yeah, no, it really is. And so, they started in a hole. And I agree with you. I think it's a one off. I think next year this team's back. I don't know.
Barry Trotz is a good coach. I really like the step that Sorokin took this year.
Yep.
I think he's solidified himself as a 1A, 1B goalie. So, yeah, like they're setting that. Maybe they look to move Varlamov to create some cap space or something like that, because Sorokin showed that he's capable of taking that next step and being the starter. So, yeah, that'd be interesting. It'll be an interesting offseason.
I think Carolina will be back strong next year. I think the Rangers are moving on up. I think they're heading in the right direction. Pittsburgh, we both think, is heading down. I wouldn't doubt. I mean, I'd venture to say right now that I think Washington's probably heading in the wrong direction of good. Islanders will probably be back up into that race next year. And as far as Columbus and New Jersey go, they still are just struggle bus. And Philly was flat out.
Yeah, with some players like Jack Hughes took a big step this year, so that's good for New Jersey.
Are you going to be on the New Jersey bandwagon next year, or I'm not?
I like some of their young players though, and if Mackenzie Blackwood can stay healthy, like they got a good goalie. But I mean,
that's the not a playoff team.
Around isn't anything special. But I'm a big fan of Jack Hughes. Like he was at a
nice
pace most of the year. No, he's not. He doesn't have a lot of help, but.
I don't know. I think that team sucks again next year. I do. Where does Philly go? They're probably the biggest team in this division where it's like, well, what?
They, on paper, they had one of the best off seasons of everybody, right? They brought in Ellis and, they brought.
Did he play
in,
one period or?
Line in and, who else did they bring in? They, I'm trying to think what else they did.
They brought in a lot of players, and they have a lot of hefty caps.
Martin Jones to back up. Obviously, the big notable exit there is Giroux, right? I don't think he'll be back.
No, I don't think so.
I think he'll move on. But, Philly's a weird team. They just, like, Carter Hart really didn't get it figured out all year long. They had two separate 13-game losing streaks, and it's just like, I don't know, they moved a lot of pieces in the offseason and it just didn't gel. And I mean, like, you look at the history, like, teams that make a lot of moves like that, like, don't really do very good.
No,
like,
they don't.
That's a lot of pieces to be moving and get new chemistry, different teammates, and it's just sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
That's why at the trade deadline, it's like, oh, we got to add this. If it ain't broke, why change it?
I mean, I'm okay at the deadline to just add a piece.
Yeah.
You start adding more than one piece, are you really a contender to start with? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, that's. And I'm not trying to jump off on a tangent here, but you know, that's. You know, you look at a team like Vancouver, who's There are the talk in Vancouver is already, you know, boy, it's going to be a busy off season.
Which I agree it will.
How busy?
It's going to be very busy.
You think so?
Yeah. There'll be a lot of heavy lifting this off season, particularly at the draft.
Yeah.
I honestly think like probably a guy like, Tyler Myers or Tanner Pearson or JT Miller's moved at the draft.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Let's roll on over into the Western Conference. And, I don't know. We didn't do too bad in the Central. We had Colorado, Winnipeg, St. Louis. We had the exact same in this one too. This is weird. I mean, we were weird in our predictions, and I'm really interested to see if our predictions for the playoff first round tonight are the same as our regular season ones. Well, we had Colorado, Winnipeg, St. Louis, Dallas, Minnesota, Chicago, Nashville, and Arizona. We struggled a little bit here. We probably were obviously a little high on Winnipeg and slighted Nashville for sure and Minnesota for sure. I don't know. I mean, hey, we nailed Arizona, right?
Well, there you go. God, it's not very hard to do.
No.
But yeah, I mean, Winnipeg, just a pretty disappointing season. Kind of wasted a unreal season by Kyle Connor. He just scored his 48th goal this year. Guy's just dynamite. Also, how weird is it, like, that Winnipeg and Kraken are playing at 2:30 today? Like,
I didn't even turn it on.
Did anybody watch that game?
No. It like, had to be done though.
Why even play it? Just
well, you can't. You can't do that to season ticket holders. You can't do that to the people. Yeah, I mean, true. The players are being paid. I mean, they got it. They got to do it. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's just a. Oh, and then Dennis, what is his name? Byak?
The announcer?
Yeah, he just retired today.
Yeah, I saw that. I can't.
He's good. He's really good.
What is his last name? Bayak. Dennis Bayak. You know, Winnipeg's a team that I don't know doesn't do maybe what Calgary did last year.
What? What's that?
Not a lot.
Yeah, but this core has been together for quite some time.
So was Calgary's core.
Yeah.
They'll move. They're going to make some moves. Maybe a Shifley goes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that ain't doing nothing. That's doing a lot.
Okay, but, I mean, that's all.
But Calgary didn't do anything like that, though.
Giordano.
Oh, Brad, are you serious?
No, I'm not comparing the two. But, I mean, okay. he was a captain of the Flames team.
About to say.
He was the captain of their team.
Yeah, but he was also on the downswing of his career.
For sure. Would you not say Shifley's on the downside of his career?
No.
He's you don't, like
28
huh?
28 years old.
I know. I still think he's on the
absolutely
downside.
Absolutely not. He's in the prime of his career, Brad. You don't trade those guys.
Well,
unless you want to do a little retool on the fly.
They're going to have to retool on the fly. I mean, no, but throw this back at you.
You take a page out of Calgary's book and you add some depth defensemen and you add a decent backup goalie and you go forward.
So let me throw this back at you then. So that
is literally a perfect blueprint to follow.
Why would, if it's a perfect blueprint to follow, why would Vancouver even entertain the thought of trading JT Miller? Their best player.
Well,
their best player.
They're going to have to make a decision, Brad. Cause Brock Besser is not worth $7.5 million qualifying.
So then let him go.
So you're just going to let him walk as a UFA? Hello?
No, you trade him.
Okay, it has to be a sign and trade, though. You know how difficult that is? It's like Jim Benning tied Rutherford's hands so much on this. It's I don't even know. The outcome is maybe like a 2-year deal at like five and a half. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he ain't getting 7.5, and if he – I don't even know if they can afford JT Miller if they don't shed like a Tyler Myers contract or a Tanner Pearson contract or like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's tough.
That's a bad situation. We obviously nailed Colorado really good. St. Louis, we had them in third. That's better than a lot of people predicted St. Louis. Dallas, we had both had them fourth. They ended up fourth. So we're sitting pretty there. Minnesota, we did not nail. I think Minnesota is one of those teams we've watched be so mediocre for so long. It's like, well, they're either going to go up or go down, and we both predicted wrong on that one. Chicago, we nailed that for the most part. And Nashville really surprised me. And we talked about it a little bit in the intro is UC Saros played such a role in that. And Roman Josi had just such a great year, and they got scoring from so many players that, they're kind of a team that, a lot like Pittsburgh, that was like, all right, no, we're not dead. We're not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Arizona ends the year 106 down in goal differential.
What was their record?
Their record was 25-50-7. Their goal differential was minus 106. I don't know that I've ever seen one over 100.
Yeah, that's like a baseball team losing 100 games.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it's tough. Oof. That is tough indeed.
Roll on into the Pacific so we can talk playoff hockey here next. We didn't do so hot here. We're not horrible, but we're not good. Right. We both picked Vegas to win, but I'm going to take a pass on that one because I think the whole hockey world picked Vegas to win. Edmonton, yeah. Second, we nailed that. Vancouver, we both had in third. That didn't happen. Calgary, we both had fourth. Well, they win the division, so we didn't know what we were doing there. I had Anaheim fifth. You had L.A. fifth. So you aren't too far off on that. I had L.A. sixth. You had Seattle sixth. Seattle not good. I had Seattle seventh. You had Anaheim seventh. And we both had the good old San Jose Sharks in eighth, who started the year off gangbusters, but fell quickly and made their way down into the sixth spot. The season standings for the Pacific ended. Calgary 1, Edmonton 2, LA 3, Vegas 4, Vancouver 5, San Jose 6th, Anaheim 7th, and Seattle 8th. Three teams from the division made the playoffs. We both thought four teams would. We were wrong on that one too. So that was a little bit of a humbling division too. We had some that weren't too bad, but then we struggled in some others. But all in all this year, minus the Philly was probably the biggest disaster. Yeah. And I'll have to
take... No, Pittsburgh was the biggest.
Nah, I had Philly in third. Yeah. That's not good. That's not good. You had him in fourth, which isn't a hell of a lot better, but better than my third. So I will have to take the big loser award on the predictions this year. But all in all, not too bad.
Followed it up, though. You almost got the Huberto for Art Ross, right?
You like that? That was not a bad prediction, was it?
Was it a bad one? No.
I was pretty close on that one. Speaking of Huberto, let's go into the Eastern Conference.
Then you follow it up with Spencer Knight. He's going to win the Vezina.
No, I did not say the Vezina. I said he's going to win 30 games.
Oh.
And quite honestly,
he almost did. I think he won like 19.
Well, if Bobrovsky would have struggled this year, he would have won 30 for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Bobrovsky was good.
Yeah, he was really good. He surprised both of us, and especially you, because you wrote his career off.
Well...
He was bad. He was Carter Hart last year.
Very good last year.
No, not at all. Let's roll into the Eastern Conference, and let's talk about the very first matchup, and that is the number one Florida Panthers against the two wild card Washington Capitals. And this series is going to be interesting. And the way I look at this series, and I want to get your take on this series to me looks like, you know, Florida for sure. But I also throw in the factor that, like, Florida doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. So is this team going to be able to get over that hump and be able to be successful in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think this team is destined for a deep playoff run. Their goal scoring depth is off the charts. They go out and add a Giroux. Giroux's got a lot of playoff experience. He's been in a Stanley Cup final before. Can Bobrovsky keep this pace up in the playoffs? His track record in the playoffs hasn't been great at all, going back to his days in Columbus a little bit there. And I think this series is going to be high scoring because
Florida averaged 4.11 goals per game, led the league in that.
And Washington wasn't too far behind.
They were 10th.
Yeah, like it'll be pretty high scoring. obviously Ovechkin left the game, second last game of the year. I think he should be all right though. This is going to be a good series. I got Florida in five games.
The Panthers did win the season series 2-1. All games were one goal games, and you have the Panthers in five.
Yep.
I have the Panthers in six.
Okay.
So we're not too far off on that one. Now, just for fun, I did something. I did a little coin flip just to see if the coin beats us, you know, in the predictions. And it was interesting. The coin says that Washington's winning it in seven.
Really?
Yeah.
You did it seven times?
We had a drunk coin. Wait till you hear some of the predictions later on.
I don't even want to hear this.
We had a drunk coin. All right. You wait. The second matchup, the 2-3 matchup, the number 2 Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the number 3 Tampa Bay Lightning. In a series that this regular season series was tied 2-2. Blowouts both ways. Lots of scoring. And it's the Leafs getting through the first round. Do they do it this year, Blake?
No.
You don't think they do, huh?
No. I mean...
Oh, they're fully capable.
Hats off to Toronto. They had a franchise record-setting season, and their reward is the 2-time back-to-back cup champs. Tampa's got a better goalie. They have better defense. They have better forwards. They're deeper. They are more physical. They have way more experience in the playoffs. They know what it takes to win in the playoffs. They've been there before. They just won the last two Stanley Cups. Toronto is going to – I think they'll be fine. But at the end of the day, I think Tampa's going to win in six. I just don't think Toronto has what it takes to beat Tampa.
I got this one going deep too. I think Toronto is fully capable of beating Toronto.
Tampa, you mean?
Or excuse me. I think Toronto is fully capable of beating Tampa.
Yeah.
But where I give the nod to Tampa is that number one, they've been there. Number two, Vasilevskiy is one of the best goalies in the league. He's proven that he can do it in the playoffs. And Toronto has got this curse on them.
Yeah.
And you can say, in
18 years.
You can say that that's, you know, it's a different team this year. It's a different team this year. You know, every team says that that's worried. Right?
Yeah.
Every team says that's worried. You hear that same thing in Calgary this year. Oh, it's a different team this year. It's because we're scared shitless.
Yeah.
Right? Worried teams say shit like that. I've got Tampa Bay winning in seven. You had Toronto.
You just want to break Toronto's heart. Losing seven at home ice, that would be tough.
You had Toronto in, or Tampa in six then, right?
Yeah.
You know what the coin, says?
Tampa.
The coin says Toronto in seven. Wow. Wouldn't that be something though to watch?
The coin's 0-2, so that's tough. tough start for the coin.
I know, I said the coin's drunk. Wait till you get to the West. It was really, really drunk then. On to the next matchup. The Carolina Hurricanes.
Hello.
Well, no, it's because I get so much.
Sleeping over there?
I've had so much hate mail from them that I try to forget about them. But I've been pro Hurricanes lately, haven't I?
Yeah, I've been.
I have been. All right. They take on the Boston Bruins as a team of Boston. I don't like Boston. The Hurricanes dominated the regular season against them. 3-0-0, and boy, the last two times these two teams played, you know what the scores were, Blake? 7-1 Carolina, 6-0 Carolina. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, but Boston plays that style in the playoffs that not many teams can, right?
Nope, I mean, I agree.
They're physical, and they're mean, and they know what it takes, right? So I got Carolina in six here. Although I am a little concerned about Freddie Anderson's health right now. I mean,
have you heard an update? I was going to ask you if you've heard.
I think I saw that he's out game one.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So that would mean that Ranta starts, right? So
that's going to make it tough, man.
But if he's out for the whole series, I mean, that would probably change my pick. But for now,
I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully.
You've got Carolina in six. I got Carolina in six too. I feel the same as you on this one. I like Carolina. I think this team has, over the years, proven they can. They just, I guess they moved in the right direction.
Well, they went to back-to-back conference finals.
Like, yeah. This is the hump year for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a team that might make the Stanley Cup finals this year.
You picked them last year.
Yeah, I did.
So.
Yep.
This might be their year.
It might be. You want to know what the coin said on this one?
Carolina in seven.
Boston in five.
Oh, boy.
That's what the coin says. Coin could be right on this one.
No.
On to the Rangers-Penguins matchup. The New York Rangers come in. The number two seed. Penguins come in the number three seed. Rangers win the season series 3-1. You can throw that out the window now as the playoffs start. Are the Rangers set up to get past the Penguins?
I think this series is going to go the distance. And I think it's going to be one of the lowest scoring series in the first round.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with that.
I got Pittsburgh in seven.
Wow. You know what I did on this series?
Well, the New York Rangers are on the way up, but they don't have much playoff experience.
They don't. But you know what they do have?
They have Shesterkin.
They have one of the best goalies in the league. And I agree with you in the fact that it's going to be low scoring. I agree completely. But you know what I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be low scoring overtime games that the Rangers are going to win. I've got New York Rangers in five.
Really?
Yeah. I do. You know what the drunk coin has? Pittsburgh in five.
Well, I doubted Pittsburgh in the regular season, and I told myself I'm doing it again.
I know. But I've felt strong. I've got a lot of good feelings about the Rangers team this year. I'm not saying they're going to go past the first round. I mean, past the second round. But I do. I think they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in this one. Let's roll on over to the Western Conference and start it right off with the number one team in the Pacific Division. The Calgary Flames taking on the number one wild card Dallas Stars. Season series, Flames led 2-0-1 every game. If you take out an empty netter, every game was a one-goal game. Good games. It'll be an interesting series. What's your thoughts on the Flames?
Yeah, I think this series is going to be similar to the Pittsburgh one. I think it's going to be low scoring. Dallas struggles to score goals. And Markstrom's a good goalie, right? You're going to have, I think it's going to be a really good goalie matchup. I'm a big fan of Jake Oettinger. I think it's going to be a goalie duo. But Calgary's offense is better than Dallas. I got Calgary in six.
Calgary has the sixth best offense in the National Hockey League. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that transfers over into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But,
your boy Johnny.
We'll see. But you know what? I think it starts.
Do they play tomorrow?
They play on Tuesday night. It's going to be an interesting series. You have Calgary in six, you said?
Yeah.
I have got the Calgary Flames taking care of the Dallas Stars in five.
Yeah. It could go. I don't know.
Do you know what the coin says on this one?
If Dallas struggles to score, Calgary might win in four.
Yeah.
Like it could be
But Dallas can win this series. They have a lot of experience. They have great players. They have probably one of the most elite defensemen in the league in Heiskanen. You've got Oettinger who can steal games.
Stop putting that in your head. Dallas has no chance of winning this series.
Well, I'll let you say that. But the coin says Dallas in seven.
Put the coin away.
On to the next series, the Edmonton Oilers, the number two seed out of the Pacific Division, against the number three seed Los Angeles Kings. The season series went 3-1 Oilers. A lot of good games early in they traded some higher scoring games early in the season and backed it up with some one goal victories for Edmonton down the stretch. But this series should be an interesting one, and I think this whole series is based off one thing. Can you name that one thing?
Goaltending.
Yeah. If Edmonton's goalies show up, these guys roll. They roll through this series.
We're finally going to get what we want. A Battle of Alberta in the second round, baby. Edmonton's going to win 5 games.
You've got Edmonton in 5?
Yep.
You want me to really shock you?
Sure.
I've got Edmonton in 4.
Really? Yeah. I think it's going to be a quick series. I think McDavid has got something to prove. Is that fair to
say? He for sure does. He hasn't won.
In the playoffs, right? He needs to show that he can carry his team. Well, he has carried his team in the playoffs. I mean, his goaltending kind of let him down there in the bubble against Chicago. But, yeah, this is it's a big year for the Oilers in the playoffs.
You know what the coin says?
Sure.
Edmonton in 5. Same as you.
There you go.
Not a good coin. All right. Colorado, the best team in the National Hockey League, taking on the Nashville Predators in the one from the Central versus the number 2 wild card Predators. Do you know the Predators won this regular season series 3-1?
Did not know that.
I did not know that, too, until I
printed out. They also had UC Soros for every game.
They did. And they don't.
I got Colorado in 4. Or 5, sorry.
I have Colorado in 5, too. I think
like Nashville will win one game probably. They'll probably win game 4 at home, and then they'll lose in game 5.
I do think it's going to be a physical game. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I don't think Nashville's going to roll over.
Yeah.
But I think Colorado's going to know that they played Nashville because they're going to be beat up on this one.
Right.
You know. In arguably, and you might disagree with me on this one, but I think this is going to be the best series of the first round. The 2-3 in the Central.
Words on my damn mouth.
The 2-3 matchup in the Central Division, the number 2 Minnesota Wild taking on the 3 St. Louis Blues. The Blues won every single game this year, 2 of them in overtime. But this one's going to be a dandy because these teams are basically
identical twins.
Mirror images of each other. They both can score. They do everything. Goaltending. Well,
it is going to come down to Ville Husso versus Fleury. That would concern me a little bit if I was a St. Louis fan, but that being said, I got St. Louis in 7.
I've got Minnesota in 7. But I could have flipped a coin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Like, both teams are physical. They both have good goaltending, like, defense, big, strong guys, like, you got both teams have firepower up front. You got Fiala and Kaprizov on the one end and you got O'Reilly and Tarasenko on the other end. So this series could go either way. I don't know.
The coin's got it figured out. The coin says St. Louis in 5.
No. I don't know.
What series is the best series?
That one. I think Toronto-Tampa will be a good series.
I do too. What's going to be the least watched series?
Colorado-Nashville, just because it's going to be just a slaughter fest.
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one. I love our predictions. It's always fun thinking we know everything, right? All right, a few things around the league, and then
we're not done.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
We're just doing first round, dude.
No. We cannot change it. We're not changing it.
Changing what?
We always do our first round predictions, our final four, and our cup champ every single prediction.
Well, we did that.
Why would we change?
We did that at the beginning, and you're not going to want to hear who we had going to the finals, dude.
Why not?
Well, we already predicted
that.
I'm
pretty sure I have the exact same as I did in the regular season.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't want to talk about that.
Who did you have in the regular season?
I don't want to talk about it, Blake.
I legit forget.
Okay, you had Colorado winning the Western. You had Florida winning the East, and I'm sure you'd stick with that, right?
Yep.
You had the President's Trophy going to Colorado, which you nailed down.
Bingo, yep.
And you had Colorado winning the Stanley Cup.
Bingo.
I had Vegas winning the West.
Okay.
I had the Islanders winning the East.
Oh, no.
I had Tampa Bay winning the President's Trophy. And I had Vegas winning the Cup.
Oh, no. That's tough.
But was I that blatantly bad, though?
Your Stanley Cup final didn't even make the playoffs?
No, but everybody that you could ask at the beginning of the year had Vegas and the Islanders in the playoffs.
Okay, so let's do how we have done it the last 4 years. So who is your two coming out of the West and who is your two coming out of the East?
I would say coming off, I haven't even done this yet. I'm going to do it later, but I'll do it right now for you. I think coming out of the West, I'm going to say Colorado, Calgary.
I would agree. That's who I have.
Out of the East, I'm going to say Florida, Carolina.
We have the exact same. Yep. I got Colorado winning the Cup over Florida.
That's what I got too.
I'm gonna stick.
I got Florida winning. I know. I have Colorado winning the Cup over Carolina.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Now we can move on.
Let's talk about the Islanders some more. Zdeno Chara. Is he done?
If he wants to keep playing, he'll keep playing. I mean, I could see him coming back for one or two more years. I'm not sure. I don't know if he goes back to the Islanders. I don't know.
I think he's done.
You cool?
I do. I don't mean that in a bad. I don't mean that in a bad way or anything. I just think he's done, man. I don't know. I think he's done. I think he's done. Carey Price.
Yeah, Carey. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about your hero. What's going on here? Is he coming back? Is he a Montreal Canadian next year?
I honestly, it was tough to hear that interview and him talk about, because you saw what he did, right, in his last game.
What part?
He waved to his family and kind of just soaked it all in and, you know, and then he was asked and, when they packed up the room, did you think that could be your last game at the Bell Center? And he said, he said, yeah, that could be a legit possibility. As a hockey fan, that sucks because, I mean, he was one of my favorite players growing up and whatnot, and he's one of the best goalies of this generation or my generation, I should say, not yours, but,
like I'm fucking old or something.
Whoa, come on. But,
fucking take you out.
To see him get to the top of the mountain, right, losing the cup final, and then have a year like that where he's injured all year, and then – you know, he was in that substance program and it's just it was just such a tough year for him. It was nice to see him come back and win some games at the end of the year, just to show himself that he can still do it. But yeah, hearing him talk in his post game interview there, I don't know if he's gonna come back. He might be done.
I got the feeling that he's done. What are we going to do on the show, Blake? Are we going to be able to have a show next year without him?
Well, we're going to have a Carey Price segment every week.
Oh, God. You can relive your
memories. Just in honor of him.
One thing with our show this year is...
Can you tell the listeners why you hate Carey Price?
I don't hate him. You want to hate him? Here's why. I'll tell you why I hate him. Here's why I hate him.
What?
Here's why I hate him.
How can you hate Carey Price?
I don't hate him. Just listen to me.
Says, here's why
it's him. Not his fault. Here's why I don't cheer for him. I don't cheer against him. But Canada's a goofy place. I love Canada. I'm not ripping your country here on this at all. But hear me out on this. He wins them a gold medal.
Twice.
Okay? He could take a shit on your Capitol building steps tomorrow. And you guys would be like, this guy's the freaking greatest guy that ever walked the earth. because he did that. He did what Canada wanted him to do, and that's win a gold medal. But you had other guys that did it, like again, and Crosby, and you guys talk about him. But goalies get a little different. It's no different than America. Jim Craig went on to have a disastrous pro career. But if you asked...
Guy's a legend. They haven't won since.
Exactly. It's exactly the same. Everybody remembers the goal.
And it's also who they beat, too.
Sure.
They should have had no hope in hell.
Sure it is. And you know what? When Canada beat the...
college kids that got put together.
When Canada beat the U.S., too, that meant a little extra special to you guys, too. And rightfully so.
Huh. 2002, 2010, 2014, which one?
You know, Blake, I will agree with you, but you know what would scare me if I was a Canadian right now? That the trade winds are changing and you
why? Cuz they won more World Juniors. Come on.
No, you watch what happens in the next 20 years.
We'll see. I will say that the development is picking up.
And there's the number of kids playing hockey in Canada is actually decreasing, and the number in America is increasing.
Yeah.
It's a thing of numbers, man. It's going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
One thing that we do every year, and we talk about it every year, and that's the NHLPA puts out a player poll. And what I thought we would do through the playoffs and the off season is we would just take one of the questions every week and just touch base on it. So every week we'll just add a new one. But the first one this week, the players were polled, if you could win one game, who is the goalie you want to on your team? Who would you pick?
It's Vasilevskiy.
It is. He won first. But who would you take Vasilevskiy to?
Yeah, he's got a shutout in his last five elimination games.
Yeah, I'm with you. 37.4% of the players said that.
37?
Yep.
That is extremely low.
13.
How many players get polled?
A lot. Well, it's 37% of 100, but they polled every player.
That is extremely.
Not every player responded, but they polled every player.
Who's the other ones?
13.9% said Carey Price. 6.7% said Marc-Andre Fleury. 3.5% said John Gibson. 3.1% said Jacob Markstrom. 3.1% said Jonathan Quick. And 3.1% said UC Saros.
No love for Demko, eh?
No. He hasn't done anything, though, Blake, in the playoffs.
Only just dragged the Canucks to seven games when they had no business even being there.
Well, we'll see. He can earn his way, right? He can earn his keep.
God, 37, though. That
are seems you bitter? Are you
seems
bitter?
Low. That seems low.
Well, I would take him.
I thought it would be like over 50%.
Yeah. Probably should be.
Because of his track record the last two seasons.
Probably should be, right?
Yeah.
You ready for three questions, Blake?
Let's do it.
It's time for three questions.
I got the three questions this week. Next week, Blake fires three more back at me. All right, Blake, are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is your favorite playoff game snack, drink, and food?
Oh.
Because, you know, we're the same. Playoffs start. It's full out. We're watching every night. So what do you like to set aside for those extra special games?
Honestly, like, there's what I'll do is I'll usually just pick out like a set of games, like say like Toronto and Tampa play the early game, and then say like Calgary play Dallas. I'll order a pizza, get like a Dr. Pepper or something.
Yeah, I'm a.
Sit on the couch.
I'm either a pizza and Coke or I'm a hot dog and Coke. Depends on the night.
Microwave hot dogs?
No. I make decent hot dogs, and you know what I do with them? I put queso sauce over them. Ooh. Freaking good.
You know what is unreal though?
What?
Do you have an air fryer?
I do, yeah.
Put hot dogs in the air fryer.
Really? For how long? Really?
No, like 4 minutes.
It's good, huh?
It's unreal. I'm a big food guy, and I wouldn't tell you, like, I wouldn't tell you bullshit. I'm serious. Hot dogs in there for like 4 minutes, and they crisp it up. They're so good.
They're not going to blow up on me, are they?
I'm trying to remember what I did, because it's been a while since I've done it. Like, maybe put like a little slit in them.
Okay.
So like a couple, like, if it blows up for you, you put it in there too long.
All right.
No, I'm serious, though. It's probably actually unreal.
I'm going to do that this week.
They're unreal.
Question number two. Do you cheer for playoff overtimes and late nights? And what's your great cheer to advertise? And what's your greatest playoff overtime memory?
Oh, boy. Well, I'll give you a Canucks one. I'll give you a regular one. My Canucks one would be round one, game one, 2007. Henrik Sedin from Daniel Sedin in the fourth overtime against the Dallas Stars. That one's in the back of the memory for sure. Regular ones. I'm trying to think here. I mean, you can't get better than Alec Martinez scoring an OT winner to win the Cup.
No, I know.
I mean, that's what you dream of, right? Yeah. Beating Lundqvist there, game five, to win it at home. I mean, that's what you dream of as a kid in moments like that. So that's something that comes to mind for me. When I was a little kid, like, I remember – you're probably not going to like this, but I remember St. Louis' goal in game six in 04.
Yeah.
To send it to game seven, double overtime.
I remember Pat LaFontaine's goal in the Easter.
Oh, now you're just really saying how old you are.
I remember that one. I remember, you know what one that really kind of stands out to me, though? It was just a few years ago. I went to bed late night. And my wife.
Oh, you're talking. The
Vegas.
San Jose and yeah. Vegas.
My wife woke me up and said, "You got to come down here and watch this. You've got to come down here and watch this." And I saw it, but I was sleeping in bed, and my wife drug me out of bed to watch this. She was up watching still.
She even knew that was a terrible call.
Freaking out of control though. What a game though, right? What a game.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. Question number three. Give me three words that best describe the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Three words. Heart. Intense. And let's see. Heart, intense, and emotional.
Good. Speaking of emotional, listener question this week. What sentimental player do you want to win the Cup this year? I.e. a player that has not won the Cup their entire career, like a Ray Bourque, a Dave Andrechuk. I can name a few to help you out. Jason Spezza's playing for Toronto. Joe Pavelski's playing for the Dallas Stars. Ryan Suter's playing for the Dallas Stars. Joe Thornton. Florida Panthers.
Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux. Philadelphia, or not, he's playing for the Florida Panthers now.
I'm trying to think here.
Those are the ones that came to my mind. I can't think of any other ones that are like longevity guys that just have not won yet. But usually every year there's somebody that everybody's cheering for. I think Joe Thornton tops the list, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's really on his way out, and this is a good...
Has he even been playing?
He's been in and out of the fourth line.
Let me look.
You know... I don't know. I guess I wouldn't mind seeing him win one. Even though all those San Jose Sharks guys that had chances to win and just couldn't figure out how to do it, I don't feel really sorry for, but, he's probably one that's, put in his time on a couple different teams, and, I'm pretty sure he played just over 40 games this year.
34 games.
34.
I don't even know if he gets in.
Does he dress? I don't know. He might not even dress, huh?
So he did play the last four games of the year.
I don't know if he gets in.
Like he didn't play from April 3rd to April 20th. Oof.
Maybe Joe Pavelski.
I don't know if he is hurt or not, but like.
Maybe Joe Pavelski's that guy. That guy produces still. Now this is his third kick at the can.
You can't cheer for him though. He's playing your team.
No, I'm not cheering for anybody other than Calgary. Not until Calgary's out, then I'll pick my team. I do it every year. I find another team. I'm good at it because Calgary usually doesn't go very far. Right?
Yeah.
You're good at it too because your team doesn't go very far either. So.
Zip it. Stop talking. Yeah,
we're pretty good. We're pretty good. We're pretty
stop
good.
Stop talking.
All right, Blake. It's Stanley Cup playoff time, buddy. Does it get any better?
Yes, sir.
Sleepless nights. Overtimes. Hopefully our team wins. We're back next week for another edition of the Debate Hockey Podcast. Yeah, we'll break down that first round. Let you know who's playing well, who's not playing well, and just everything that has to do with Stanley Cup playoffs. We're gonna be taking care of that. It is the greatest time of year. It is gonna be good. There's some great matchups. Enjoy watching playoff hockey starting Monday night. Should be a good one. Enjoy this week's hockey action, and we're back next week. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey, and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.